in any society, in every culture, every life, there's always going to be people that are the oppressors, and there's going to be acts of oppression. There are always those that will rob and wrong others and destroy others. So it's not new to our culture. It's fully happening when Solomon was alive, and he saw it in his day. He saw the same kinds of things that we see today. In fact, the words of verse 1, I looked and I saw, indicate that Solomon was not imagining this or dreaming it up. It wasn't some sort of hypothesis. He saw it happen. The preacher was an eyewitness. He's writing about something that he had personally seen. So this word, this Hebrew word oppress, it's actually used 3 times in this verse. It's a word that means to treat one violently or unjustly. The idea is to be proudly and viciously defrauding people. And when God is not the center of your life, there'll be no comfort in the midst of these oppressions, and one will wind up wishing he were dead, not even having been born. Solomon, being king of Israel, didn't have too many people who oppressed him, but he saw others who were being oppressed in all different spots in life. And when you're looking at life under the sun, none of it made sense. He couldn't see anything positive with this oppression. He couldn't see any comfort or a comforter. So we see the vision first of Solomon here in verse 1. Again, I saw all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of the oppressed, and they had no one to comfort them. On the side of their oppressors, there was power, and there was no one to comfort them. So we see this word of vision where he's seeing this, and the language here is not this mystical thing. He really saw this, and he saw all acts of oppression. In the Bible, the term oppressor is not a favorable one. God has nothing in his word to say that is positive about oppressors. We see that throughout the prophets and the minor and major prophets. They're evil, they're godless, they don't fear God. They're mentioned in the same class as a sorcerer or an adulterer or a liar. There are people who pick on and take advantage of the hurting and the helpless. They take advantage of widows and orphans. And oppressors, they're ruthless people. They do ruthless things. And Solomon is so out of step with God that he sees it, but he doesn't do anything about it. When David saw Goliath oppressing the people, he took him on man to man. When Moses saw an Egyptian beating up an innocent Hebrew, he killed him with his bare hands. When Jesus saw the leadership of the Pharisees dominating the temple and the people of Israel, his temper exploded and he scourged the whole temple. When one is right with God, one doesn't just sit idly by and watch these acts of oppression, but he tries to stop it. Solomon saw the tears of the oppressed. People who are oppressed, they're people, and they hurt and they cry. And the good news is, even though people may not see the tear, God does. And Solomon saw no comfort for the oppressed. There's a hopelessness to the one that's oppressed. And so this verse is tragic. Solomon was the king of Israel. Not only could he have comforted the oppressed himself, he could have taught those oppressed to cry out to God who cared for them. And then Solomon saw the power of the oppressor. When you get your focus under the sun, you soon see that the great power lies with the godless people. And they have prominence, and they seem to be prosperous. But if you're keep looking at the godless crowd who has power, you're going to soon forget that there's one who's above the sun, who has a lot more power than they do. So we saw the vision, but now look at the verdict here of Solomon in verses 2 and 3. He says, and I thought the dead who are already dead more fortunate than the living who are still alive. But better than both is he who has not yet been and has not seen the evil deeds that are done under the sun. It's better to be dead than alive, is what he's saying. And that's what life will sound like or look like if you keep your focus under the sun. You can't make sense of life and you can't see God in anything and you're being oppressed. Death can begin to look better. It's better to be dead than alive. Finds its source in the focus under the sun, not above the sun. So this idea of never been born. So who do we really believe has the power, people or God? And do we wish we were dead, or are we excited about being alive? And are we thankful we're alive, or are we regretful that we are alive? And the difference is, in the depression, in those kind of thoughts, is is my focus under the sun? Because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to be depressed. I'm going to be thinking those kind of thoughts. I have to allow the one that is above the sun, that being Christ, the Son, that is the one that I look to in these difficult times.